donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And folks, we need people to match Wanda and Wendy. We need some people to match Wanda at 1,000 or Wendy at 950. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Wendy, do you have any Thanksgiving Day specials on your all-natural herbal medicines?
Yes, we're going to be having a Thanksgiving sale. What I tend to do, because you got Thanksgiving, then you got Black Friday, and then you got Cyber Monday, I kind of lump them all together into one big sale. And so, yeah, we're going to be launching that shortly.
All right. Very good, young lady. Let me know. Anyhow, you know, I just had discovered that pandemic pack that you had sent me, and I had said it, and my wife had put it away. She had, and I forgot all about it. I just come across it as we were cleaning out my storage area. Here I found this whole case that you had sent me, and guess what? That lasts what, 15 years?
Well, the liquids are 10 years, and the powders are 5 years.
Okay, well, it's only been lost for about a year, so I'm still good.
Yeah, I'm still good.
All righty, very good. All right, we have Jane in Youngstown pledges 200. Thank you, Jane. Okay, Joe, we have something going on which is not good. Look, God is known for knowing what he's doing. And God is the one that's given us institutions like marriage and the family. But now we have, 12 Republican senators and all of the Democratic Communist Party senators have decided that they're going to improve on what God gave us where it comes to the divine institution of marriage. You know, they would you read, you know, we expect that out of Democrats. In order today to be good standing in the Democratic Party, you've got to be just about totally reprobate. I mean, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be pro-abortion, pro-pedophilia, pro-bestiality. If it's a sin, you've got to embrace that to be in good standing in the Democratic Communist Party. And if you don't, if some of those sins actually repulse you, you must not let that be known, because you will be canceled if they find out that you've got even a little bit of decency left in you. So tell us, Joe, who are those 12 Republican senators who have decided that God didn't know what he was doing?
Well, they voted for what they call the Respect for Marriage Act, which unfortunately is an oxymoron. This bill puts into federal law the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressors agenda that you have seen now. It's been used for years to attack Christians and Christian organizations, beliefs, bakers and wedding parties, all kinds of things. I don't have time to go into, but the 12 traitors start with Roy Blunt here in Missouri. Roy started out as a good man, but got corrupted by the money, power, and whatnot in Washington and turned. Richard Burr, there in North Carolina. Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. Susan Collins of Maine, that's no surprise. Joni Ernst of Iowa, no surprise. Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, another traitor. Rob Portman there in Ohio. Mitt Romney in Utah, and Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, and Todd Young in Indiana. All of you listening out there, if you have these people in your state, you need a new state senator. The next election that coming up that they're in, they need to be sent to, they need a new job, folks.
I'd like to read
Washington.
I'd like to read a message from God to those senators that you just mentioned. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then that's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And now in Hebrews 13, we read this. Marriage, verse 4. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers, now those 12 senators, do you understand? What you're referring to, God refers to as whoremongers and abominable sodomites. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And the 12 Republican senators that have become Democrats all of a sudden when it comes to having honor, integrity, decency, and morals. You know what? God will judge you too. God will judge you too. Joe, read their names over again.
Right, definitely. I want to add a couple of things because there's some stuff in there that people need to know. The Republicans, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr, North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins, Maine, Joni Ernst, Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, Rob Portman in Ohio, Mitt Romney, Utah, Don Sullivan, Alaska, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, and Todd Young in Indiana. And you've got to understand, this bill, folks, read through it, took the time, the research, provides no protection or benefits that same-sex couples don't already share. So why did they do this? Why do they have this new bill, this new Respect for Marriage Act? Because what this is going to do, the Democratic Party right now, including the Biden administration, have been going around arguing in court, suing individuals, organizations, the idea of they want people, all walks of life, you know, should face civil and criminal penalties if they don't follow the government regulations. In other words, they're trying to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake that they don't want to make. You know, they're going to go after places that have wedding ceremonies and chapels that don't want to support gay marriage because it's not Christian. It's not a legal. It's not a marriage in the eyes of God. This is going to be used to go after Christians. What they're doing is replacing the Defense of Marriage Act, and this is going to give special protections. And I guarantee you right now, guarantee you, this is going to be a hammer that's going to be used against the Church of God and all of those God-fearing people out there in the small business community. This is disaster. So these people are traitors to the cross of Christ and to the American people.
They have become as morally degenerate as the Democrats and
yes.
For you 12 out there.
Even worse because they claim to have the mantle of the Republican Party.
And let me tell you this, because I know you folks think you know more than God, but I'm going to tell you, God says you need to repent or perish. Repent or perish. Listen, God has said, you better understand that, okay? God has says you need to repent or perish. That's a horrible, you've committed a horrible, horrible sin in the eyes of God. He calls that reprobate. And what you have done, you've taken, God gave us that divine institution, marriage is a good thing. He gave the definition, one man, one woman, one lifetime in him. And you've turned it into something dirty and ugly. You 12 Republican senators need to repent or perish. There you go.
You realize we just upset a whole bunch of prissy preachers out there that got all upset that we're being very mean and cruel, right?
Yeah, well, them prissy preachers, if they let me know, I'll send them a pair of pink bloomers.
Okay. I take it you're as worried about it as I am, then.
Yeah. They don't scare the devil. I guess they don't scare me. All right, we have Go Buckeyes in Brunswick. I know who that is. 100 pledges,
sure
100. Anonymous in Dallas pledges 200. And Glenn in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you. All righty, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Wendy, you just got to jump in and make your voice heard.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. I mean, so these congressmen are reprobates. But
senators.
Senators, right.
Senators,
so,
right.
Yeah, so if some, you know, the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. So if you look at an average home, married couple, what does God say when either the husband or the wife destroys that union? What does he say? He doesn't call them reprobate. What does he call them?
When they destroy, you know, the marriage.
They destroy marriage. There's several ways to do that, but they just undermine and destroy it.
Well, they've defiled his divine institution. In fact, the second shortest verse in all of the Bible is God hates divorce. And yet, you know, divorce is on the rise. I think it's running even with marriage. For every person that gets married, you get one that gets divorced, and it's not good nowadays. I mean, it's
well, and I know, and the young people, you know, the people in their 20s and 30s, they're not getting married. They're just living together because they don't want to go through the hassle of, you know, getting divorced if it doesn't work out. So they just live together.
Yeah. Well, we call that shacking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here, the Bible calls it fornication, which is a sin, isn't it?
Right.
So, but then, you know, today they say, well, we've been conformed to the world. And God says, I don't want you to be conformed to the world, you see. And so what happens when you get into an argument with God? In every case, don't you? So it's the way it works out every time. It works out. You see, here, they don't understand, right, that someday they will stand before God. And they'll say, well, wait a minute, you know, we have the ACLU to stand. No. The ACLU will be in front of you. You'll be on your knees before Almighty God. God's word in the Bible doesn't stutter, okay, folks. He's pretty clear what he says. And God always does exactly what he says he'll do, exactly when, exactly where. And you know what? The people that don't understand that, he refers to as simple-minded. He refers to them as simple-minded. And then he has a message to them, too. The message he has for them is, well, it's simple. I'm going to take you to there real quickly and give you that message that God has to those people. Ready? Here's what he says. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates, and in the city uttereth her words. In other words, he's saying all through the land, whether it's in the government, whether it's in the market, wherever, God's voice is being heard out there from people like Joe and I, and reading from his book. Now he says, how long, you simple ones, this is where you get the word simpleton, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate God? This is a message to those out there that have been conformed to the world today. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. In other words, he's saying, look, repent and listen to what I'm saying, and obey. Because I have called, and you refuse. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all of my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I also, now listen to what he says, because you 12 senators, listen to what God has said. He's telling you this, right? I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. No, they despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Boy, I'm going to tell you, those are some words I think you should hearken to.
The Cliff Notes version of that, said, you are going to hell with the path you're on.
Yep. All righty, we have Connie in Orlando pledges 100. Thank you, Connie. All right.
I have a question.
Go for
it. I have a question. Okay. So what does God think of people that, you know, manipulate and provoke people to get the reaction and result that they're looking for? So they didn't want to be blamed for it, so they provoke somebody else, and the end result's what they wanted, but they appear to have clean hands. What does God think of that?
Well, that's called iniquity, and he says this: God hates those that commit iniquity. God hates those that commit iniquity. Now, it's not a good thing that God hates. If God hates you, that's not a good thing at all, okay?
No.
Okay, and he talks about, looks very poorly on those that cause a brother to stumble and commit sin and do that, and those that are use deception. So he, again, there's no stutter in there. It's pretty clear.
Gotcha.
Alrighty. Mm. So, Joe, the next lightning round, quickly, let's hear it.
All right, we got the biggest story of the night. Everybody by now has heard about there was a missile that crashed into Poland, and it killed two people, I guess, two Poles. Well, it was the story very quickly. Someone in our intelligence community leaked out that it was a Russian missile that hit, and the AP picked up the story with this unnamed intelligence official, right? Well, Zelensky gets right up there on the news and said, this is an act of war, you know, the Russian missile hit a NATO country, and NATO must get involved. I'm paraphrasing, you know, go fight Russia. In other words, start World War III. But fortunately, nobody listened to him right away, and they had a photo of it, and it was an American missile part. It was an anti-missile missile. And so here, right now, Zelensky is still, even after this fact came out, that it was not a Russian missile, it was an American anti-missile missile, he's still claiming that his intel sources say the Russians were to blame, it's a Russian missile. This is important because, you know, somebody's trying to start World War III here, and now even our Secretary Austin is going out there, well, even, you know, if it wasn't a Russian missile, the Russians are at fault because, you know, they're shooting missiles at Ukraine, and they had to defend themselves. And we came very close. People, I don't think you realize how close we could have come to World War III. Zelensky, remember, Pastor Ernie, you were talking about how corrupt Ukraine was and the people, and we've got a power-hungry leader that's gotten rid of the free press and everything. Well, that's why this bad story gets out. There's no free press allowed in Ukraine. And they were trying to blame this on Russia, and if Poland and some other NATO countries had responded, we would be in a World War III. This man is lying. He's still lying. He was caught lying. And what does Biden do? Oh, he's going to send him another $37 billion. This is insanity, people. This is total insanity. We're going to give a liar who wanted to start World War III another $37 billion of your money to continue this mess.
All right, Joe, we are 1,000 short of our goal for tonight, but we still have 3,000 shortcoming that we have to make up this week, and we only have 2 days. No.
Well, can we remind people that none of that is going to go to you or me or Wendy or anybody in the ministry, that for all the years you've been on air, about, what is it, 48 years now?
50 this year. 50,
right.
Yeah.
50. You have never taken any money for the radio ministry, and there are times you've done sometimes 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, never taken a dime.
We did 4 hours a day for over 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back. I remember doing the morning show for many, many years.
Now, that didn't include the morning show, 2 hours in the morning. That didn't include those 2 hours.
Include that.
I was doing 4 hours in the afternoon, too. So that was basically 6 hours a day for many years.
Pretty much. So, and all that time, and no one with you has ever taken a dime. We're called to be watchmen on the wall. And God called me to come and work with you and help you and be, support what you were doing. Your donations out there, folks, when you donate, they go to pay the bills. It pays the radio airtime is the big bill of the ministry. That way we don't have to have sponsors that get scared off every time we say something that, and we already know that the government doesn't like us. Silicon Valley doesn't like us. We have a lot of enemies out there because we tell the unvarnished truth. And the only reason we can stay on the air is because of you, the listener, out there. And if we do not make enough money to pay the bills at a certain station that you're listening to, at a period of time we have to drop that station because we cannot just, go into the hole. We have to be able to pay our bills. So if you want to hear us on your station, you have to help donate. I know radio is supposed to be free, but you get all the commercials and advertisers, which we have none of, just God and his word.
You notice, too, Joe, how, after the election, we haven't had the problems we've had prior to the election, before the election, every single night, we were getting knocked off here, knocked down. But now the election's over with. It was fixed. It was fixed, 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 fixed. And we have more than all the evidence in the world. And that's the only way that they can win. And it's like, people are saying, will we ever have another fair election again? I don't know. So anyhow, Carmen in Connecticut pledges $175. Thank you, Carmen. Dan in Indiana pledges $20. Let me ask you this, Wendy and Joe. If you had two people, and you had two men, and you said, okay, now, you two fellows, I've got this shot here, this Pfizer, this COVID-19, they call the bioweapon shot, and I want to give it to you. Which one of you would like to go first? Now, if one of these men said, no way ever would I take that bioweapon. But the other one says, well, if you're telling me that I'm supposed to do it, I'll do it. Which one of those two would be the smart fella, and which of those two would be the dummy?
The smart one says, no, I don't want it.
Right, the smart one. Now, you've heard of a place called West Point?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Austin and has come up and said that you wise and smart cadets are going to take this shot or you're out. We're going to throw you out. You're going to be out of the military. Now, would the smart guys not take the shot and get out and go do something else, or would they stay there and take the kill shot?
I would leave West Point in a heartbeat because I realized right then and there that's not the kind of military I would want to be a part of, serve in, and because I know I would be called to do many other things that I would not believe in. If they asked that of me, that's just the beginning.
Now, what would you think about this? If these people that are telling you you have to take that shot, but they accepted themselves from that shot, and they didn't take that shot, okay? And they said, well, I'm not going to take it because I don't need it, but you need it. Again, what would that tell you about the people that take the shot?
Well, they don't think much of my intelligence, for one. And it sounds just like there's one big story. That's a perfect lead-in. They have that big climate meeting that everybody was just going to. And
wait, before you do that, Joe, wait, hold it. I've got to say this, that Judy in Indiana matched Wendy for $9.50. Thank you, Judy in Indiana.
Two matches for tonight.
All righty.
Fabulous.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, we actually made our goal for tonight, but now we've got to make a difference up. We need three more people to do what Judy in Indiana did, and we can make up for our losses this week. So we're about 3,000 short of where we should be. But thank you.
Blessing, yes. Well, here's a story that ties into everything you were saying, plus everybody out there needs to hear. All the world's leaders have been gathering in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. It's one of the most opulent places on Earth for the climate change conference, the UN, United Nations Conference Change Climate. And while they're sitting there, they've been eating the best food in the world, enjoying the most luxurious tourism opportunities on Earth, and yet they're telling all of you out there, tens of billions of people, that the only way to combat the climate crisis is to stop eating meat, stop the production of fossil fuel-based fertilizer. You know, folks, this is not about climate change saving the world. It's, Pastor Ernie and I have been telling you, especially Ernie, it's about depopulating the world. There are 8 billion people be affected by this, what they call the COP27 convention. 800 million people still live in the dire poverty without any access, think about this, to electricity. No electricity, period. 800 million. 3.3 billion people have less access to electricity than most Americans use in their refrigerator alone. 3.3 billion people, the amount of electricity that you use just to keep your refrigerator going is all they have for an entire month. Billions are facing hunger, and lack of fuel this winter is going to kill many, many people. And yet these people were eating, I was looking at the menu, some of the finest meats and steaks, and spending $150 a cocktail for special drinks, and they are all flying there in their private jets. And just remember,
so they're not eating grasshoppers and bugs, right, for the protein.
Nope. They're eating steak and salmon and all kinds of things that they want you to do without. But you got to remember what happened. There was one little country called Sri Lanka. This was the first country in the world that did that net zero campaign thing from start to finish. And they took a country that was very prosperous, and in less than 1 year went to total poverty. They had a riot because what? They banned the use of nitrogen-based fertilizers, and food production dropped about 50%. Prices went to 80% and more, impoverished millions in the country. They rioted, revolted throughout their leaders, but the trouble is the country has collapsed, and it's in a total mess, and this is what they want the rest of the world to do. You have an example of a country that followed what they wanted. These people lost their government. They lost their country. It's in chaos. The people are starving from prosperity to poverty in 1 year, and these wonderful people at this conference want you to do the same, America. They must think you are really, really, really stupid.
Well, Joe, it's an interesting thing because what they will tell you, and Bill Gates has said this, that if you just pull it on the people and the people find out what you're doing, they're going to push back and they're going to riot. But if you tell them what you're going to do ahead of time, and you make sure that but don't worry, this is planned. It's a plan, and we're going to just carry out these plans and these procedures. Then they're more likely to go along with it. Now that sounds stupid, but that's reality, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is. A lot of people out there are as stupid as they think that people are.
Well, you know, there's somebody else that knows what we've been trying to tell people all these years, and a woman named Sasha Letapova, and she has been researching this, what we're telling you, for a while, done a lot of research, and you won't believe, of course I believe, who it is, that's heading this depopulation plan up. here in America. And folks, they're the ones behind all of this. And you've heard of the DOD, haven't you? Well, you know, we're going to play, not tonight, probably maybe tomorrow night. Maybe we will play a part of this. And it's actually about a two-hour-long program. They really go into detail. And so obviously we can't do that on the air, but we can play key parts of this research to show you what's happening. That's what our job is. Our job is to be the watchman on the wall to bring you this information. Because when you turn on NBC, ABC, CBS, PMSNBC, CNN, those people will look you in the eye. They're trained, okay, to look you in the eye. And they know, if they know they're telling the biggest lie ever, they're trained to go ahead and do that. That's their job. Of course, they don't call it a lie. They call it a narrative. But that's just another word for whatever lie they're given. You know, and it comes all the way down from Soros and the others.
Sure.
Yep. All righty. We will be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it, for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Alibaba. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
All righty, very good. And folks, that is really, really good news. That's the best news there is, because he defeated death and hell, rose from the grave. And there you go. That's all the proof that he can do it for himself. He can do it for us. Amen. But then on the other hand, the other side of that, that should put the fear of Almighty God, you know, into you folks out there who have refused to call upon the name of the Lord and who rejected him, that offer of eternal life. Amen. All righty. Bill in Hartville pledges 100. Thank you, Bill. All right. Continue with your lightning rounds, Joe. What do you have next?
Well, this is one for Wendy. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, for the first time, has cleared meat products grown from animal cells for human consumption, announced today. Upside Foods is a company that makes cell-cultured chicken, taking cells, stem cells from live animals, and using the cells to grow meat in stainless steel tanks, and it will now be able to bring the products to market after it's been inspected, of course, by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Or infected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Really, that was, yeah. My brain put that in there. But they're thrilled to say now that we can make fake meat and grow it in a vat. And, they're kind of went along with, they want you to quit eating meat grown the way God, like cattle on a thousand hills. Now we're just going to take one cow and rip off embryonic stem cells or whatever they use, and somehow growing my hamburger in a big vat with chemicals added to stem cells does not sound like something I really want to partake in. How about you, Wendy?
Yeah, biomanufactured food is not, on my menu. I mean, I was really shocked the other day to learn. I read a lot of labels when I'm shopping. Pepperidge Farm cookies. They're genetically modified.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's really small print, but it's right there beneath the ingredient list where it says, made with wheat, milk and soy, allergen alert. But then they say that the product is bio-manufactured with GM ingredients.
Now, that means others are doing it, too, that we've missed. So it's just that's probably what they call the tip of the iceberg, I'll bet you money.
I mean, we're going to...
Yeah, you got to be careful.
We're going to have... I mean, we're pretty soon going to get to the point. First of all, I really don't think that Bill Gates or George Soros is eating any of this this artificially produced meat. And I kind of doubt that they eat a whole lot of insects, right?
Right.
But again, of course, they're the elite, and the planet's got to be rid of the human parasites. That's what they refer us as
right.
Parasites on the back of Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, their Earth.
Right. Human parasites.
Right. And so it's an amazing thing. But I think we're going to get to the point where, and I mean, I'm there and to a large degree anyhow, where just about most of what I eat is I can hold raw celery or apples or oranges. I eat a lot of nuts, fruit, but I can see what it is, and it's all natural. There's nothing else in it, and that's where I go more and more, my wife and I. So,
now it's going to be harder and harder. Hey, I just thought. Remember, nowadays that we have the Department of Human Resources, and I looked it up. A human resource is something that can be what? Regulated, controlled, and taxed.
Yep.
It's not about
I'm sorry, but don't you remember human resources used to be called personnel?
Right. Personnel. It was about you, your career, your choices. Now
right.
You are a resource to be utilized by the government, controlled, and you kind of under the thumb of big government. So words have meanings, folks, and when you go to your human resources department, remember, you're no longer an individual. You are a resource for the U.S. government.
All righty. We need folks out there to match Judy, Wendy, and Wanda. Judy, Wendy, we need it. Judy, just again, had pledged $950, Wendy $950, and Wanda $1,000. We need some pledges. Actually, folks, if we could get just 3 1,000 pledges, we'll be even. We'll make up for what we needed. And we don't have much time. We only have 10 minutes left tonight. And then virtually, we have less than 4 hours for the rest of this week. and we have to come up with. In fact, I had the exact number. I'll tell you what the exact number was by this time next month, and that number is $66,394. That's how much we have to raise between now and this time next month. There you go. Joe won't give it to me for sure. He might give me some of it.
Oh, I told you I'd write you a check, but, you know, it may be kind of spongy and might bounce a little here or there. You know.
It's going to be short of 66,000, though, huh? Yeah.
It'd be a little short, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might not clear at that level, yeah.
What if I shame you into matching Wendy?
Yeah, ain't going to work this month.
Not going to work tonight? All right. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. We're going to make up that $3,000 difference. The Doers of the Word is going to pledge one more $1,000. One more $1,000 tonight. We're going to pledge one more $1,000 to this radio ministry to keep it on the air. And because we have to. It's vital. We're the watchman on the wall. And like Joe always says, we don't make money doing this. We lose money. And we put in a lot of work, folks, a lot of work. And if we didn't have to do Pledge Week, we wouldn't do Pledge Week. But we have to do it because we can't have sponsors. Look, we have to, you know, we broadcast under combat conditions. They're trying to, every time something important's up, they try to knock us down every which way we turn. And you talk about being hard to do radio when they're trying to knock you off stations. And then people are calling from all the different stations angry because they missed the program. By the way, let me just say this. Now, you can go, if we get knocked off your station while you're listening out there, wherever you're at, you go up on the internet to WRWL.org, and you can listen to us again. Craig, tell them how they can listen to us live all over the country.
Go to thewordcleveland.com.
Thewordcleveland.com. Yep. Go to thewordcleveland.com if we get knocked off the station you're on, if you have access to a computer. Or you can do it on one of these smart aleck phones like I have right here. You can get
it
right on.
It's also called a podcast, right?
Yeah. And
TuneIn and Odyssey.
You can tune in and Odyssey. Tune in is called TuneIn or Odyssey, right?
Yep.
So you got those two you can go to, and this way, you know, it gives you, you know, you can still pick us up because, again, it only, no matter what, all day long, nobody will get knocked down but us. It'll only be us every single time. And I was told, Joe, I was told by Salem, it's because of the content of your program. I said, really? Why do you have me on your station? Because of the content of your program.
Your program.
Yeah. So.
Kind of a double-edged sword. You know, I just thought of something. Most pastors, I remember reading this several places, spend 6 to 10 hours of prep time to do a 22-minute sermon on Sunday. And you do about 25 minutes every night of the week, plus a Sunday sermon and a few other things. And plus all the other work in the putting together the news stories, the prep time, the research. And we spend hours. I know I'm one of the people that does a lot of the research for the ministry. The devil's usually in the details, and we do a lot of research, and we do a lot of verifying that when we tell you something, we've checked it, looked at it, know what source it came from. We can verify the sources, document it. We don't just jump. We do the hard work, and so that you get the unvarnished truth. At least we do our best to provide that to you.
Well, you know, here now on Sunday, I do that message at 8:30, at 11:30, and then now, by the way, to let our folks know, on Sunday the evening, we're on now from 8 to 9 instead of 9 to 10. For the evening service now, the radio program is on from 8 to 9. And, yeah, because what happened was I, It was my fault. I thought it was this Sunday we were going to start that, but it wasn't. We started that last Sunday. So now on the evening's radio program, we're on from 8 to 9 Eastern.
Well, you're just running around being part of the prison ministry, Right to Life ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, pastor of a church, running the radio ministry, and speaking at various public events. I wonder, you know, why you might have made a little mistake like that.
Yeah.
Imagine how you overlooked it.
Yeah, well, definitely we haven't had a boring day here, believe me, in over 40 years. I can't remember the last time we had a boring day. We are doers of the word, not just hearers only. And so
you were probably home very sick, sleeping. That'd be the only boring day you've had.
Oh, well, sleeping to me is not boring, you know. It's been a very hard going as far as that goes since I injured that shoulder, since I lost my fight with gravity, and so I've had a lot of sleepless nights, but there ain't no quit in this.
Neither are they.
No, there ain't no quit in this old man right here, Joe. You know that. There's no quitting in any of us here. Right, Wendy?
Right.
All right, there you go. All righty, folks, we got one to say thanks to Carla in Texas pledges 200, and Frank in Florida pledges 100. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Frank. All righty, so now let me see where we're at here. Okay. All righty, so what we need right now is about 1,700 to make up for our we made our goal, and we need about 1,700 to make up for our loss. And we will be here until about midnight. You can call us into about midnight, and then they throw us out of here. And so that number again is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Tomorrow I'm going to try to go into now the piece I was talking about, showing you who's actually behind the depopulating in this country, folks. Joe, you were talking about them trying to get us in a world war. Our military right now is not able to go to war. I mean,
no,
it has
no,
been
we
weakened.
Couldn't handle one, let alone the war on two fronts.
Austin and Milley have weakened our military. They want the patriots, the biggest patriots, the brightest and the best, they're thrown out. They want to, you know, again, I was watching, we talked about this before, what a shame. As I watched the recruiting films from China and Russia, you know, here they're awesome, these films. It shows you these warriors and their equipment and going to battle. And then they showed our recruiting film, and they got lesbian women and transgenders.
Yeah. You know, those transgenders, that most of them, we talked about this before, many of them go into the military because they get their surgeries and everything free, but they spend most of their military time either, you know, getting hormone treatments, having surgery, recovering from surgery, doing the next step. They're almost never available for active duty to go into combat to do a job. They're taking advantage, or many of the women were going in to the military and serve for what, so they could get what breast augmentation surgery and different things done in the military, have it paid for, and then they go do something in adult films or what's that private, I don't know, something they have on the internet where the women, you pay to see the pictures of them. Can't remember what it's called.
I won't do that.
We got a military that's full of some really weird things, but very few real soldiers.
Well, you're telling me that's the way it is, and you know, and I do want to thank the good Lord for those that are still there, that are, you know.
Yeah. There's some really good guys there, but they're trying to get rid of them. They're trying to monitor their social media network, and they're, you know, so most of them are retiring, getting out, or that's why nobody is volunteering to join. That's why recruiting is down. Nobody wants to go into a woke military. You know, I don't want the misfits backing, you know, my son or my grandchildren in combat. I'd rather some good old-fashioned farm boys from the Midwest that believe in God.
Absolutely. Joe, we're...
American values.
Yep, we're at that point where you've got about 4 minutes to give a good invitation to tell folks how they can escape that lake of fire and how they can make it to glory. So give it your best shot.
Well, Psalm 37, verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed." Trust in the Lord. Trust and obey. There's a hymn, "For there's no other way." Well, when you trust in the Lord, it means you have to trust his word. And what does his word tell you? Well, like Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. If you truly want to be a Christian, which is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you must be born again. And to do that, that is not just the water baptism. That is the outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. How do you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you ask? Glad you ask. You, to be born again, have to call upon God the Father, and you have to repent from your heart. In fact, remember, the first word in Jesus' ministry was repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Repent. You have to repent your sin. Turn away from your sin life. Turn to God. Tell him that you're sorry, that your sins put his son on that cross at Calvary. That's why Jesus came. He came to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins. He took your place, my place. He died, paid our sin debt, because the wages of sin is death. And he did the substitutionary death for you and me because, what, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to the end that all that believe in him, Jesus, should not perish, but have this everlasting life. So if you repent, call upon the Father, ask forgiveness, then you can ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, that you want to give yourself to him completely without reservation. And this is your step, because he will then give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on eternal life. That indwelling of the Holy Spirit brings about a change in you, a desire to love the Lord more, to serve him, to learn more about him, to draw closer to him. You then become a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And you become this, the scripture says, a new creation, a new creature in Christ. And once you've done that, you will find your life full of peace and joy that you've never known. You will, I am so much happier person than I ever was before I became born again. There's so much more joy, love, peace in my life. And no matter what you go through, it is so much easier to handle life when you have the indwelling of the Spirit of God with you.
All right, thanks,
Joe. You'll never regret it.
I want to remind the folks that we'll be here till about midnight. We'll be here for about another 7 more minutes, so you can help us out this, and we will continue to be the watchman on the wall. And Wendy, thanks for being here. Don't forget about Wendy's sale. That number is 866-229-3663. Till tomorrow, good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.